Blog Talk Radio.
My, here we are on a Saturday, and the playoffs and college basketball is going on, and all kinds of distractions. I titled this Insurrection, and most people don't know what an insurrection is, and yet an insurrection would be January 6th. When there's proof that there wasn't an insurrection, usually an insurrection is where a large group of the population decide to tear the government apart and put in a new one. And that is not the case and is not what is being called for here either. But I hear a lot of talk. Now, you can get on Fox News, you can get on CNN, MSNBC, or any of the ones that broadcast regular, and listen to what's being said. One butt wipe on one of the mainstream media channels: kill them all, shoot him. Well, who are they talking about? Who was that butt wipe talking about? He was talking about the shaman, the man who really didn't do anything wrong. And due to the fact that Tucker had the courage to put the videos out, he's been released. No charges. Now, I think that's true of a whole bunch of the other people. Now, I will accept the ones, I'll make an exception for the ones who broke windows and doors to get in. That is a no-no. Anybody don't know that? how would you like to have somebody at your front door beating a hole in the wall? And that's give you the thing. You hear a lot of talk. People say all this and all that. But are the people aware it is past time for talking? That's the question. And I put this out a long time ago, several shows ago, about words and talk not having any impact. Then you got this part of it. Laws are words. And everybody don't like it. That's just how we write things down. When too few stay within law, what's the point? Yeah, you begin to get it. Okay, well, a certain idiot, DA, decided in all his glory to take Trump down. We're going to indict the man. Okay. There's a problem with that. First of all, the charges that the man is using, the statute of limitations ran out a long time ago. That's first. And that's something that, you know, needs to be acknowledged. But the main part of it is that it's a misdemeanor. That's something everybody needs to pay attention to. however, due to the fact that this man decided to turn justice and defense of our republic on its head, points out the fact that laws are words. And I have one question about that. How many people have ever heard words that had the force to be enforced? Think about it. We're going to be dealing, or we the people, general people, going to be going up against the military, any government office holder. You know, who all is going to be involved in this? Antifa, BLM. Oh my. Well, I tell you right now, I've heard doom and gloom from a variety of positions, people, and sources. And the doom and gloom is pretty realistic. Now, we have been warned by people that are in a position to know about the problems that we're going to face as we transition. You talking, we're going to have days of darkness and all this other happy crap. Well, I tell you what, E.T., and all those involved in that, show me the shield. Let's put that shield up to keep the sun, our sun, from vaporizing or cooking everybody and everything on the planet. And then take it the extra step further, what's after that? Well, they would like, and these are ETs, it's supposed to be in charge of something. We would like to not have the problems we've got with the government we've got. Now, I have been a patriot and loyalist to the United States for as long as I can remember. And there's a breaking point between destruction of the government, and so this is a big one, between the destruction of the government or the taking out of the government and reintroducing one of our own. And it is huge. I will tell you from my studies of our government and things of that nature that there isn't that much wrong with our government. Yeah, that sounds pretty funky, doesn't it? Well, when too few stay within the law, what is the point? Well, we got an extreme amount of people allowing crooks to run loose, do what they want to do. If they go to jail, they get out. They get their picture taken if they don't have one that's recent. They get fingerprinted. This is the process. And then they're released. The felonies of killing people and things of that nature have been reduced by a bunch of these dingbats that think they know what's going on to misdemeanors. A misdemeanor is like a traffic ticket. Yeah, you got to answer for it or to it, but it doesn't carry any weight. There is no mandatory sentence on a misdemeanor. There's a couple of exceptions to that, but they're rare. And the United States and we the people have a serious, and I mean a very serious, problem to look at. We are at the crossroad. I'm not sure if anybody's heard that, heard any songs about to that effect. Let's go down to the crossroads and make myself a deal. Well, the question then falls to the people. Do we, the people, make a deal? That's the question. And it's an open question. And you can answer it on the Facebook page we've got. Or, and this is the exception to that, do we fight to be free? And what does that fight include? It doesn't include tearing down the government, I can tell you that. However, there are a whole bunch of people in the government who need to be taken out, removed. And there is a serious problem with that question. Do we make a deal with the devil, as the crossroads indicates, or do we fight to be free? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You got to think about that stuff, don't you? Well, I'm going to play a song that covers that. Listen up.
There's no real big secret of the same somehow.
I hope you listened to that. I hope you took that for real. There's a whole lot of people, and I mean a bunch of them, that are going to be in deep shit real soon. I've had warnings from the Alliance and a bunch of others that we're about to find out just how nasty things can get before they intervene. Now, I have a problem with your intervention, E.T. No, you ain't changing the way or manner in which this government operates. We can modify it some, and I'll explain to you how if you want to know. But you don't get to change it however you feel. It don't work that way, not unless you want us all to rise up against you. I mean, that's and that's your choice, basically. So, you know, you have to understand that we are a free, supposedly, and independent people, and we won't have anything less than real freedom. So what does that leave us? It doesn't leave us a whole lot of wiggle room. And yet we are going to have to really get our stuff together. Now, that's we the people. You're going to need some things. Everybody out there that may or may not hear this, you're going to need to be able to set yourself up for the summer in such a fashion that you have food, water, and some kind of weapon and a place to hide out in. You cannot and will not survive well in any kind of large metropolitan area with lots of people. Why do I say that? It's very simple. You get enough of them together and they're hungry, they'll take you and whatever they want. Think about that. You want your loved ones subject to that? Don't do anything. Now, if you want to really get yourself together, then you're going to have the combination of what I described: food, water. Okay. Now you can get a well if you got a generator to pump water into a tank to, you know, go from wherever to wherever. You need water, food, and a place to hide out. And by hide out, I mean literally get away from large metropolitans, peloton, or crowded areas. When you've got too many people, you got a problem. They will do what they will take what they want, if you get in the way, they just wipe you out, keep on walking. They don't hesitate. Well, we're in a position where you haven't seen it a lot yet, but you're going to see more and more of it. And it's contained basically in this song. Listen up.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing.
singing songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Did you hear the words? You have enforcers, all kinds of them, all over the place at varying levels that want to tell you what to do, want to control you. And there's a whole bunch of these people who are in high-level government positions. Well, you tell me what you think should be done, literally. I'm of the honest opinion that these people need to be removed, forcibly if necessary. Ooh, good Lord, you got the police and the Secret Service and this and that all in the way. They're going to have a choice, live or die. That's the Godfather choice they be given. If they want to live, they'll stand down, stand out of the way, and allow us to complete the mission that we're on. Now, this is a call out to all the militias, all the people who are armed, and all the people who have had enough. That's what it is. And it ain't any something that's going to be pretty. And I don't like the idea of having to do this. However, what is it that you are willing to put up with? You want to spend your life on your knees, or would you rather stand up and be counted? That's the question you've got to figure out in your own head. We're at the crossroads. The crossroads have been fully vetted. They're out there. They've been on most of the mainstream media outlets for far too long. Now, the crossroad, let's go down to the crossroad and make a deal with the devil, is what is basically transpiring. A knucklehead idiot on mainstream media said, yeah, shoot him, shoot him. I wonder how good that boy does under fire. That's the first question I get when I run across idiots like that. And yet you've got people that produce magazines, shows. And by shows, now, you got to remember a lot of the stuff on mainstream media, on news, is a show. quite a bit of it can be relegated to the trash bin, you know, round file. Stick it in there and see if you can flush it. Hope that butt wipe that has the big mouth does not clog up the toilet. Well, we've got a short time and a long way to go. Now, what we're going to have to do is explain to ET, and I have been I'm sort of a pseudo ambassador between the human race at ET, and what that means is that I would present what we got in mind to ET for their acceptance. And here's the real problem. Guess who's going to be in charge? ET. Okay, well, guess what? They are not absolutely in charge. Sorry to say that, E.T., but you ain't. And it don't matter if you get 20 million warriors down here or what. It does not matter. People will start shooting you on sight if they're told that they must. So, you've got to think about this next song. Theme song for both the Silver Legion and for my show, as far as I'm concerned. I ain't got nothing for hard work other than painting blisters on my mind and hands. My hands hurt like a bear, they bleed. Oh, gotta get, do something. My mind says, what the hell's the matter with you? You gotta do something a little better than this. Oh, yeah, well, the fun and games ain't started yet, but it's coming. Now, anybody that knows anything at all about finance knows that the whole banking system, and that's European as well as American, North and South America, is about to collapse. That's why Russia is making deals with China, trying to get the yuan in place so that they can avert the collapse. One little problem with that, dude. I'm going to give you the secret formula. Ain't none of the fiat currencies, doesn't matter what kind or where they're from, will survive this. Bear that in mind. Ooh. Well, the small hitters, that's like, you know, average people, you and me kind of thing, that go out and get what they can as they can and don't overdo anything. Don't go too far with the idea of, oh, money. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Just not money itself. Money ain't evil. It's just a tool. Well, everybody out there in hearing range who has a gun needs to make sure they got lots of ammo. You're going to need it. Why? How do you think you're going to get to your hideaway? Think about that very carefully. You think somebody ain't going to try to block the road and take what you got? You're sadly mistaken. No, you can't trust these mothers. There is a stated value for people that really want to get things accomplished. And the stated value is very simple. You're either a believer or an atheist. Ooh. You're either a patriot or somebody who wants to be pliant and compliant and go along with the show. Well, here's the fun of that. If these dinglebats, and that's what I call them, or dinks, however you want to look at it, get their way, all of the people in our country become slaves. Now, consider that very carefully, because that's the truth of it. you're going to have a serious problem with anybody that disagrees with that. Now, you want to be collected? You know, cattle cars, they've talked to you about this and the whole thing. Don't do